From legendary locals we all know to people you should get to know. Follow Ipswich Today on your favourite app and never miss an episode. Or go to ipswichtoday.com.au. Coming up, an urgent public health alert concerning four children seen playing with a bat in Queen's Park on February 3. Ipswich City Council ramps up mowing with weekend work, and work to finally begin at College's Crossing Recreation Reserve. It's Saturday, February 10, 2024, and I'm Alan Roebuck. Welcome to Ipswich Today, which acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land on which it is produced and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging. This podcast is supported by Kinetics, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. Westmoreton Health is urgently seeking information about four children aged between 2 and 13 who were seen playing with a bat near the Ipswich Nature Centre in Queen's Park on Saturday, February 3 at around 10 a.m. Westmoreton Public Health Physician Dr. Penny Hutchinson said recently there'd been several bats in the area that had tested positive to the Australian bat lyssavirus, and witnesses had reported the bat was behaving in an abnormal manner. Westmoreton Health CEO Hannah Block has made an urgent appeal to locate the four children.
It's an unusual step for us to go out to the community, but other ways of trying to identify the children so far haven't been successful. We know that bats in the area have tested positive recently to the Australian bat lyssavirus, but it's important for us to be able to identify their children and ensure their safety. So we're appealing to parents to speak to their children if they were in the area on Saturday, and if they were, if they could contact 13 Health so that we can direct them to the appropriate areas to be able to receive treatment. It's very important that parents don't wait for symptoms, but that they reach out early and we're able to support them and support their children in being able to see if they've been exposed to the virus. So we don't want to cause panic, but it is really important that we identify these children, and we hope that family and friends can spread the message and try and help us as we do that.
If you find a sick, injured or trapped bat, do not touch it. Contact the RSPCA on 1300 Animal or Bat Conservation and Rescue Queensland on 0488 228 134. Ipswich City Council has increased its mowing resources to take full advantage of the recent sunshine after the city experienced 19 days of rain in January, which significantly impacted the ability to mow local parks, sporting fields and footpaths. Mowing crews are now working longer hours and on weekends, and additional staff have been brought in to get the city's mowing schedule back on track after more than 220 millimetres of rain fell across January, smashing the monthly average rainfall of around 78 millimetres. Ipswich City Council Chief Executive Officer Sonia Cooper said January's persistent rainfall not only made mowing the city a challenge, but was potentially dangerous for council staff attempting to mow while the ground was still wet and boggy. In other council news, the city is once again honouring one of the city's leading residents with the 16th offering of the Viva Crib Bursary. The Viva Crib Bursary offers up to $5,000 of funding to help with a project on a significant aspect of Ipswich's local history and is open for entry from now until February 29. The restoration of College's Crossing Recreation Reserve will finally begin soon after Ipswich City Council recently signed a contract with Apoka Constructions. College's Crossing was badly damaged in the 2022 flood events, and since then Council has been working with the community to create a vision of what a more resilient and robust space will look like, because we know it will flood again in the future. More than 600 residents told Council they supported a simpler, back-to-nature design for the reserve, which allowed Council to proceed with engaging a suitable contractor to begin work on the restoration. Engaging with residents on the vision for College's Crossing did add extra time to the construction. However, Council said it will be a more resilient parkland that will cost residents less money. The scope of works for this contract includes the demolition and removal of the existing damaged infrastructure and the installation of new amenities, including picnic areas and shelters, toilets and playground facilities. Council said it will keep the community advised of any closure or changes to access to College's Crossing during the construction process. Subject to weather, it's anticipated the work will be completed later this year. And that's it for this episode. Don't forget to look for handy links in the show notes. Ipswich Today is supported by Kinetix, people-powered web hosting trusted by Australian businesses since 1999. This podcast is listener-supported. Please make a once-only gift or regular donation to help keep it online. Just go to ipswichtoday.com.au. Follow and stream this podcast from your favourite app, including iHeartRadio, or play Ipswich Today on smart speakers. Music is supplied by Purple Planet Music. This is Alan Roebuck. Thank you for listening. Enjoying Ipswich Today? Please share the love on your socials.